News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, moving along from gardening right into taking care of your cars and your vehicles, because this is the car show up this next half hour. And this is our car show with Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze. Our owners are here, Ken and Kenny Chartel. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Miss Meg. It's a pleasure to be here again. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm liking this weather. I'll tell
good
you that
morning,
much.
Meg.
It's the Cinco de Mayo today.
Yes, it is.
And Taco Tuesday.
Oh, well, that is true. A good combo.
It's a 2-4.
A 2-4.
2-4 on Tuesday.
There you go. So what's going on with Affordable Automotive? Tell us a little bit about yourselves, because some folks may be hearing you for the first time.
Absolutely.
Where you're located and what y'all do.
Oh, things are always sunny, and we're repairing the broken cars that come in on a daily basis, you know. But we're doing well over there at Affordable Automotive. We're located a mile west of the Gulf Breeze Zoo at 5366 Gulf Breeze Parkway. And, of course, you can find us online at affordableautomotivegulfbreeze.com. And, of course, schedule that appointment today at 850-932-0811. Of course, we're always taking appointments for your automotive needs, whether that be maintenance repairs or heavy line repairs or just a checkup if you haven't had one in a while. We're there and always ready to take an honest look at your car and let you know what it may or may not need right away or down the road.
Okay, so I have a really good friend who has a boyfriend who considers himself to be an expert on vehicles.
DIYer.
Yes, yes, a do-it-yourselfer. And apparently he did himself in.
Oh, yeah.
We've seen that a lot.
And she called me. She said, "Don't you do that car show thing with those guys?" I said, "Yes." And she said, "Can you think I could get their number? Because my boyfriend, blah, blah, blah." And I was like, uh-oh. So maybe we could talk a little bit about that today, this do-it-yourself business, and why it may not be the best idea.
Absolutely. I think that's a great topic, Meg. And to your friend, hopefully you've got that number. If not, we'll get it out to you before the show's in. But
I'm not even going to go into the details, but it had something to do with
okay.
the battery.
Yeah.
it always, with the battery.
It always starts off with my cousin or my boyfriend, my husband, mm-hmm. got into something he shouldn't have. And well, we're here now. And that can be a multitude
of reasons.
And it
doesn't run.
And it does not run.
Right.
I've got a worse leak than I started off with. And yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of things we can do in our cars today, and a lot of things maybe just left for the professionals, mm-hmm. you know.
There's all these online videos now and things like that, that you think, oh, I'll just watch that. That'll help. No.
Yeah.
I'm not so sure about that.
The videos are great, but it seems like the important part that you need, they always leave out.
Mm-hmm. Or that would be the story. That. Yes, that's the story mm-hmm. of my life.
You know, that key component.
Yes. That key component, you know. Yeah, you just lift this part right off, mm-hmm. and, you know, they cut away. You don't see him lift it off, and now he's got it back on, you know, the part back on, and you're like, well, how did he get there, you know? How yeah. did he
you
do
know,
this?
You just reminded me, Ken, of when I had something with my battery, and my sweet neighbor said, oh, I'll take care of that for you, and he did. He replaced the battery, blah, blah, and then he came back and goes, it's all done, and then he handed me this part. I said, what's that? He goes, well, I'm not quite sure where it goes, but
it's all good.
Like, oh, it.
You know? Yeah.
I'm
we
not making this up. I'm telling you. He handed me this
runs
part.
Fine.
I had no idea what it was. And I just had that my stomach just went, oh, no.
Right, and it just rode around in the trunk from then on.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Still with the car, but not on the car.
Exactly, so.
But, yeah, I mean, that we hear that a lot. We see that a lot, you know. And, I mean, good for the ambitious try, but, you know, we shouldn't walk into dark places alone and places we don't know what we're doing. Maybe we should ask for some help and advice first. And, yeah, the online videos and tutorials are great. There's a lot of good information, but you need to really know how to weed out the good and the bad. And as Pop said just a minute ago, even for us looking for information that's tough to find, it's, well, I'm in this predicament. You just skipped over the part that I need you to tell me about.
Where I'm having the predicament.
I'm at this part still. So, you know, we're not immune to any of that either. And but, I mean, as far as the repairs go, what should you do? What shouldn't you do? You know, obviously there's some things that contribute to you wanting to do it opposed to bringing it to us or your dealership or another mechanic, obviously, with rising costs, you know.
I'm sure a lot of people do it because they're trying to save money.
Absolutely. And I don't blame them. We all are trying to save a nickel these
mm-hmm.
days.
Yeah.
And so the goal of that is just to try to do it for as inexpensive as you can. But Most of these car components anymore are not easy to get to. You know, a lot of them end up being buried underneath plastic and components that are very easily breakable, if not, you know, pulled off with the right tools or very gently, you know, in which case then you'll end up with that spare part in your hand after the repair has been made and going, well, it seems to be running fine, but, you know, I've got these extra parts, but yeah, I mean, that's some of the big things there. And, you know, there's always that desire to learn what's underneath the hood. The shame is there's not a whole lot of places in our world today where you get to learn about shop class anymore, like in our high schools of yesteryear.
Sure, I remember that. Sure.
You know, when your desire to learn and save money is there, sure, I understand wanting to open that hood and try to do that quick, you know, purge valve solenoid underneath the hood, which is a fairly simple repair most of the time.
I know what that is.
And yeah, so, right. Exactly. And so, you know, you have to kind of know what you're getting into before you get into it.
Well, also, I'm just from an observer. I know nothing about cars. But as an observer, there's so many different brands. So now you have the hybrids and the electric and the gas. Mm. There's so many different types of cars. And then you have a span of years where the technology changes from year to year. I don't know how anybody can keep. I'm impressed that you all are able to keep up.
It changes every year and every make model.
Every model year.
Even the same models are different in some regards. You know, there are variations there that have us scratching our head. And so, but yeah, it changes. And, you know, with the online world of parts buying, you've got so many options these days, you know, from your eBays, Amazons to Rock Autos and others. You know, there's a lot of variations. You can go for a quality factory part, or you can go for the most cheapest inexpensive on an eBay, and, you know, you get what you pay for. And we have found that out with parts sometimes, and aftermarket is not always the best way to go. And, you know, whether it's if it's wiper blades, that's one thing. But when you start talking electrical components and things of that nature, that's where, yeah, it pays to get the better part and better quality brand.
Okay, we're talking with our friends Ken and Kenny Chartel. They're the owners at Affordable Car Care, and this is the Car Care Show. So if you've got a question about your vehicle, anything goes. They know everything about vehicles. Trust me, I've known them for years. Just text it in at 850-437-1620. And we have a text that just came in. It says, cars these days seem like they require proprietary tools. Can you all talk about that? That's interesting. Yeah, that's probably very true.
Yes, they are. A lot of them are all going to proprietary tools, and a lot on the electronics, which makes it really tough for us because, you know, that's fine. The computer went bad, but I can get a computer, but I can't program the computer.
Mm-hmm.
So now you're stuck having to go back to the dealership, and where you could get a used part and put it in, and voila, you went. Now, a lot of the times, the dealerships or programmers don't want to program a used part. And some of the used parts are made so that they can only be programmed one time.
Oh.
So you're forced to go get a new part or a new computer. And then the other bad part is they're discontinuing parts within 10 years, not even. So here you have a beautiful-looking car that you took super good care of. But now the ABS module is no longer available. So now you have a light in the dash and you no longer have ABS. And that's the manufacturers just discontinuing parts on you.
Wow. Okay. That's not good.
No.
And that's the one thing that really irks me in, you know, being in this business so long.
Right.
You know, that they've just made them, yes, they've made them complicated, but they've made them hard to repair. Like the person just said, you know, it's a lot of proprietary stuff, and that's only getting worse.
Interesting.
Yeah, and even with some of their fasteners that they use these days, you know, I wouldn't call them necessarily proprietary, though there's a couple that come to mind. You know, it's no longer just a screwdriver, a flathead, and a pair of pliers to get a hose clamp off anymore. I mean, they have these quote-unquote quick connect fasteners and clips and things that go together. And, you know, without the right pick or the right idea of how they come apart, you're liable to break it before you get it off the right way, you know. And in that regard, yeah, What could have been a simple repair to get down to that hose that you want to replace now turned into five other hoses you've got to replace because the plastic broke coming off.
Yeah. Oh, no.
That's so often the case. And so, you know, on our side, we try to forewarn our customers. We let them know, hey, it's not an iron block under here. There's a lot more plastic than you think, and it is susceptible to breaking. We do our best to take it off, but we always try to let our customers know, hey, we're going to be gentle with some of this stuff if we have to get in deep, because you don't know how it'll all come apart. 10 years of plastic getting hot and cold, it becomes kind of brittle sometimes. So you don't know, and you have to kind of be upfront with the customer about what you're getting into, because the last thing they need is another phone call about why they have two more hoses that need to be repaired when it was just the one that was leaking initially. So, and it's just the nature of how they're manufacturing cars these days. But I mean, aside from some of those things, what are some of the things that you think a DIYer can do, Dad? I mean, there's still a lot
there
of things.
There should be a few things, right?
There are quite a few things that you can do. Some headlight replacements, what used to be so easy, now you might have to remove the entire front bumper and grill to get to the headlight.
Yeah, I'm not
so
doing that.
Simple little job.
Maybe simple for you, Ken. You can see me now in my parking lot pulling that grill off.
But it's no longer popping the trunk and sticking your hand in there, going through a little access plate to get to the bulb. Some of the stuff you have to disassemble so much more just to get to it. So what was a $2 light bulb, you're at $100 to replace it. For a $2 light bulb, because so much has to come apart.
Right.
So, you know, I get a little upset with the engineers these days. They don't think of the customer at all anymore. It's how quickly can we get it down the assembly line and make money on it.
Okay. Well, the reason you're here, though, is to take care of us when we can't figure it out.
Absolutely.
we try to do our best.
Yeah, and that's the truth, you know. And but, I mean, I think there are some things that customers can take care of. You know, we've talked a lot about the importance of the oil change and making sure that sticker is taken care of, you know, that you've not gone over that interval, whether it be 3,000 or 5,000 miles, not ignoring that maintenance light on the dash that keeps coming on whenever you turn the vehicle on, you know. So those things, along with checking wiper blades. If you go to our affordable automotive gulfbreeze.com website, you'll see a host of some of those tutorial videos, including, you know, where to check and look for your cabin air filter. I mean, that's a very common thing in our cars today that gets unnoticed and unchecked, which is honestly pretty easy to check. It's usually right behind that glove box area in most vehicles. And just like your home air filter, your car now has an air filter, too, and that needs to be checked. So,
you know what, Kenny? That just happened to me.
Uh-oh.
Did it now?
Yeah, my air was blowing cold, and then I'd get in and get out of the car and nothing. And it would just – and so I started thinking, well, the blower motor may be going or whatever, but – and it may be still. But – I remembered I hadn't changed my cabin filter, and God knows when. Yeah, I could take it in for an oil change, and then, they usually don't say, hey, how's your cabin filter? So mine on my Lexus is in the glove compartment.
Yep.
And it was just, like, straightforward, two clips, boom, pull it out, went up to auto parts store, replaced it. It's been blowing great. But it had so much junk in the old one.
Yeah.
And small animals, leaves.
Small animals.
You know, it's amazing what accumulates in there. You're getting all that fresh air from the outside air. Mm-hmm. And you don't realize over time, it's like, man, my AC is on full blast, but I'm hardly getting any air out of this thing, you know. And we've seen that a couple of times, too, is the fix. We just need a new cabin air filter, and our AC blows nice and cold again.
I had a question. This was with regard to what I had going on. So I replaced the cabin filter, and everything's been perfect for the last 3 weeks. It's blowing nice and cold and so forth like that, no interruptions. So if it's struggling, if a car is struggling to put out and you've got a bad cabin filter, can that, like, do something to overheat the blower motor and it just stalls or stops out, or am I still going to be faced with a blower motor issue down the road, maybe?
Might be faced with a blower motor issue, but also you have to remember when that cabin filter's plugged up, we're not allowing the air to go across the evaporator and the heater core, especially on the evaporator side. So the air conditioner isn't seeing a lot of air. The evaporator's not absorbing the heat that you want to pull out of the cabin to make it cold. And because the air is not going over, your AC compressor the system thinks, oh, well, it's cold enough. The evaporator has a sensor on it, and it says it's cold enough. So then it stops cooling, or it slows the cooling part of it down. And because, one, you're just not getting enough air across it. So now with the new filter, you know, it might not be a blower motor. It could have just been that it was trying to cycle itself.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm hoping.
Yeah, absolutely.
And otherwise, you'll see me here in the dead of this. I'll be there. You know?
But, you know, those simple maintenance things right there are often what we see as a quick fix for some of these things. And that's a simple DIY thing that anybody can go out and check after work. You know, just pop that glove box down. There's usually a little cover for where that cabin air filter is. You know, that's an important thing that we forget about. And on our oil changes, whenever we take care of vehicles at our shop, that's one of the many things that we just look at, because as we see, it's neglected sometimes. And you know, $15 filter and a little bit of labor to get you some nice solid AC and fan, you know, movement is always a nice thing to have.
And we want to distinguish between an air filter under the hood and in your cabin filter.
Cabin
some
air
people
filter.
Think it's one and the same, but it's not.
That's true.
That's
actually
what I learned.
I need to make sure I get my wordage right on that as well, because it is a cabin filter.
I'll take a cabin filter. I don't even have a boat.
I know, right?
Okay, we got some questions coming in now this morning. This is the Car Care Show with our friends at Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze. Here's a question for you from one of our listeners. Talk about third-party warranty companies like CarShield.
Well, we've had our experiences with some of them, with the smiles and grins, but, you know, there's a lot of fine print. And whether it be Endurance or Silver Rock or any of the others out there, there's a lot of fine print with those, and they usually don't cover your maintenance items.
They make it sound good when you sign the dotted line.
Sure, but the wearable items, you know, your brakes, your spark plugs, your oil changes. I mean, we've even seen it go as far as a radiator and water pumps are not covered under warranty. Those are considered wearable items over the life of the vehicle, you know, that have to be replaced. And in that fine print, we've seen a couple of them get denied for that. So what do they cover? Well, that's where the fine print comes in. And until you have a major engine failure, sometimes that's only when they come into play. And with a newer car, well, I mean, I'm hoping that I don't have a major engine failure. And if they're not going to cover any of the other maintenance costs or major minor issues like a water pump or a radiator, then no, I'll pass on that because a lot of times they don't cover what really will fail on the vehicle in terms of the lifetime of 100,000 or 10 years of you owning it.
Mm-hmm.
So the woman in the commercial says, I've been back four times. They've covered $12,000 of my... And we're going, she's probably going to get canceled, huh?
I'm not sure what they've been replacing, but at that kind of expense, they've got a lot going on with there. And again, you know, every third-party insurer is different. I know through your aftermarket resellers, like your Carvanas, they offer an option to buy things like that. And through your dealerships and your certified auto repairs, you can get an aftermarket warranty. But sometimes those are through the manufacturer themselves. And so now those, you can definitely look through the fine print, but they're willing to cover a little bit more than the after, you know, than the third-party guys, like your Endurance and Silver Rocks and stuff like that. But it all varies with the fine print and what they're willing to cover under that particular vehicle. And remember, those, you know, some of those expenses may have to be, you know, out of pocket, and some may be covered under their warranties. So
right, okay. That's the one thing with those. And like Kenny was saying, most of the time those third-party warranties, they're only going to cover major, major things. Internal transmission problems. They're not going to cover anything external on a transmission. Internal engine problems. Problems with the engine, only parts that are oiled by the engine. So that leaves out a lot of different parts that, you know, still are going bad on your car.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them, it depends on your package, what you buy. They usually have the cheap package, and that's what I'm speaking of. That's the one that they make it sound like they're going to cover it bumper to bumper, but barely cover a thing.
So definitely read the fine print.
Right.
And if it comes down to it, say they could stop by your store or
Absolutely.
The shop and ask
you. I was just
going to
say, if they have some questions about it, well, what is this that they're describing in here? What is a timing chain in the event of a failure? Well, we can help you out with that. Is mm-hmm. this a quality insurance, you know, an aftermarket warranty?
Before you sign it.
Before you sign it, absolutely. Let's look at sign. That fine print, because usually once you're locked in, you've got it then.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, got another question that came in. This is the Car Care Show with our friends from Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze. 850-437-1620. Is the service stabilizer track warning light a major problem for a 2015 Silverado?
Yes, we have seen quite a few issues with some of the newer Chevy and GM products, be it the GMC or the Silverados. You know, again, with the advent of computers and so much of these cars being run electronically these days, there's a lot that can happen. And GM in particular has been having some problems with their stability track control, their 4x4, their fuel pump modules, which are all run together. And now we start diving into some deep water and communications between computers and other things, but we're just keeping it light here at the radio show today.
Yeah, right.
So, a long story
Otherwise,
short.
They'll be lined up out front when you're leaving.
Probably. I don't have my scanner with me, though. But yeah, they do. They have had their issues with stability track. Sometimes it ends up being in one of the modules. Other times it can end up being a component, but that's certainly something we can take a look at Affordable Automotive if you want to bring it down.
Okay. A wheel speed sensor will cause that, and a wheel speed sensor is something that's, you know, not that expensive to change. Unless it's built into the wheel bearing, then it gets a little more. But all these computers have to talk to each other. So your stability computer, your car starts going out of control, you're still on the gas, you haven't given it any brake yet, and the computers all have to talk to each other within split seconds, so that the throttle then, because there is no connection between your foot and the throttle anymore. That's all by wire or in electric motors. So if it sees a car sliding, it wants to drop the throttle back and put you at idle as quick as it can, even if you've got the thing mashed to the floor.
Okay.
So, and if these computers can't talk to each other, then the system goes down. So what could be wrong in a stability track might be in the engine computer. It mm-hmm. could be a problem with the engine computer or a component on the engine and have nothing to do with why the car, you know, the stability problem, you know.
But still kicking that light on.
Right, but still kicking that light on.
Okay, we had a very important comment that just came. Oh, my, what a great radio voice.
Oh.
That's directed to you.
Thank you very much.
Watch out, he's on the midnight shift.
Yeah, I know. He's starting to sound a little bit like Wolfman Jack, for those of you who remember. Here is a serious question, though. Are your technicians ASE certified?
Yeah, we've got some ASE certification, and some of our newer techs that came in are working on different certifications. But, you know, there's, just like these aftermarket warranties, there's pluses and minuses to that, too. And We look at all things when bringing in techs at our business. You know, we look at their ability to read information, take it in, and then put it into practice. And sometimes, you know, you can be really book smart and not know how to swing a hammer. And the same thing goes in the automotive. Mm-hmm. So we've had techs that do great in the ASC world, but unfortunately don't know how to turn a wrench the right way. So therein creates a problem on our end, you know, trying to hire somebody to be competent in doing brakes. And so anybody who's got that capability at their fingertips, we always take a good hard look at. And whether they have ASC or not is not a deal breaker on our end, you know, because there's a lot more to that certification than what it stands for. And a good day with the solid tech in the shop, you learn a lot from them, and that doesn't come from a book.
There you go. Okay, I got another question here. If I bring in my own parts, can y'all install them? That's a good question.
That's a big thing across the board, not just our shop, but yeah, that's a big question, because we will install them, but unfortunately there is no warranty associated with that. So if that's a big thing to get into, unfortunately that part failing, it'd be back on you to get it, you know, for our sake, to get it back out. So we will, but there's always that asterisk. So
okay, give out that website and your address one more time.
Yeah, we're over here at Affordable Automotive, a mile west of the Gulf Breeze Zoo, 5366 Gulf Breeze Parkway, 850-932-0811.
Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. When you hear the Beach Boys singing a little Deuce Coupe, you know it's time for the Car Care Show with our friends at Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze. They're sticking around for an extra half hour because we've got so many texts coming in with your questions. And if you've got a question about your car care, you can get specific about that. They're very good at answering those kinds of questions. Just text in your question at 850-437-1620. Ken and Kenny Chartel are the owners are here. Howard Seaton, who's one of our ADX marketing consultants, is also with us this morning. I think he likes being on the Car Care Show.
I love to have my friends that are mechanics.
Absolutely.
That's
it.
A little tip or two along the way, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah. The truth comes out. So anyway, yeah.
But truth be told, we had to stay.
Yes.
Cars keep breaking. Around us, everywhere.
Everywhere we go, we see them.
You don't have to do much. They'll break themselves, unfortunately.
That's
well, for those
problem.
That don't know how wonderful you all are, tell us a little bit about Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze.
Well, my father started the business 30 years ago, over
30
in
years
ago. In 1995,
wow.
That is, and started it with the simple promise that all automotive repair didn't have to cost a fortune and an arm and a leg. So quality you can afford, and Affordable Automotive is what the Emerald Coast got, and we've been repairing cars ever since, and he's been showing guys like myself, and we've been showing other techs like ourselves how it's done the right way, and you know, we work on everything major and minor, everything except for tires and exhaust. So if you need an oil change or got an engine light on or got that AC that isn't working quite as cool as it used to be or not blowing, as we found out from Howard's perspective.
Right.
The cabin filter. I learn something every day.
Give us a call and bring it on in. You can always reach us at 850-932-0811 and get an appointment scheduled, and we'll be happy to take a look at your car.
And when is the shop open?
We're Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, so you can always find us there. If you're passing by, stop on in, say hi, or give us a call, of course.
Okay, so we've already got some questions coming in this morning, 850-437-1620, and this is the Car Care Show. Had a little knock in your engine, you're wondering, what is that? Mm-hmm. Or a little squeak, or a little something-something, or lights that's come on. These guys have the answers, I promise you. So here's a question, very specific. A 98 Chevy Silverado with a distributor, it has... rough, idle, ooh, there you go. Okay, I have a 98 Chevy Silverado with a distributor that has a rough idle, but then runs smoothly. There's a question in there.
I've seen those distributors go bad on those particular year for whatever the pickup inside at the slow speed at idle, they can get rough. And then when you pick up the RPM a little bit, they do smooth out. And I have seen problems. It's not often, but it was about 3 months ago we had one on.
Well,
I think it was
right.
A 97 Chevy.
Mm-hmm. We ended up having to pull that whole distributor
right.
out. And anymore, you just replace the whole thing to try to get that pickup out like you used to do in yesteryear.
Drive the roll pin out, pull the gear off, pull the shaft out, and put a new pickup in. You know, those days are gone. You can buy that distributor fully loaded.
Should this listener come by the shop and have y'all take a look at it and see if you can fix it?
We'd be happy to take a look. If you find that you've now pulled most of your hair out to this point, we'll be happy to take a look, of course, and go from there. But
now, in some of those years, like in those particular years, there is no way to set timing. So you have to make sure you get that distributor dropped in exactly right, or the firing order is going to be off by a few degrees, and the computer will see that, and it won't run right either. So, and it won't run right either at idle. So it could be a timing issue that you have if somebody's worked on it before or something like that, or have pulled that distributor out, it doesn't take much to get it off a few degrees.
Okay, so I think you should bring it in. That'd be my suggestion.
It would be a suggestion if...
Take a look at it.
Again, that ambition to try to do it yourself is there, but sometimes there's a little bit of expertise level that goes into this, too, as Pops was saying. They just... It's hard to find information, you know, when lining up that distributor and not having, like you said, the ability to adjust that time.
And so, also on some of the... On those, you... Depending on the year and which system it is... some of those you have to have a scanner so that you can, synchronize the crankshaft and the camshaft sensors together. And if you don't synchronize them, they're not going to run right either.
Okay.
You know, and this kind of falls into some of the DIY, and kudos, hopefully some of those tips and tricks help you with your Chevy. But sometimes this goes back to our DIY stuff. Okay, now we've gotten to this 98 Chevy, and I've gotten all my pieces and parts in, but I don't have the scanner necessary to get my cam crank synchronization in. Mm-hmm. So now as a DIYer, I've spent all this time, but now I need a $400 or $500 tool that they don't rent out from the auto parts store. Mm. So I'm still stuck taking it
Correct.
To Affordable Automotive or another repair place that has that capability. And so, you know, there's always that, I don't know, you got to kind of look through the repair sometimes to see if you've truly got everything needed to do that radiator or take care of that distributor, wouldn't you say, Pops?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, great question. Thank you so much for sending that in. We got another question from Bob. He says, good morning. Hey, Kenny, do you recommend a diesel additive 2022 F350, 6.7 power stroke? Thanks, from Bob.
I mean, there's... lots of additives out there that you can put in stuff, but you know, biggest thing is keep your, you know, make sure you're buying your fuel from a reputable place that, you know, has got good diesel fuel. Really there's no real reasons to have to use additives. They've taken the sulfur out, and that was one good additive that helped keeping the injection pump from wearing out, but there are additives that you can put in there to help lubricate things, but the biggest thing is just buying clean fuel from, you know, a reputable place and keeping your filters clean.
Is there an additive that you do recommend?
Not really, no. I mean, okay. There's lots of additives out there. I'm not a big additive person.
Oh, okay.
I go more for, you know, using a good product.
A good diesel fuel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that was a great question, so thanks for sending that in. All you got to do is text it in at 850-437-1620. This is the Car Care Show. The owners of Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze are here, Ken and Kenny Chartel. They've been in business over 30 years.
Yes.
Definitely experts for this expert panel. So, again, text it in at 850-437-1620. We're going to take a quick break in the Car Care Show, but we will be back in just a few minutes, so plenty of time to get those questions in. This is Pep Talk. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. This is the Car Care Show with Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze. Ken and Kenny Chartel, the owners, are here, along with Howard Seaton, who is one of our ADX marketing consultants, talking all about car care. Had lots of different topics and questions coming in. We were just talking about additives, and I love when I turn off the mic and then there's a lively discussion in the studio.
Boy, it got lively.
It got lively. So do y'all want to touch on a little bit of what you were saying about that?
Well, Howard was bringing up something for, you know, water and gas. And, yes, there are additives for that. But like I was saying to Howard, you know, we have 10% ethanol in the fuel right now. And the ethanol absorbs that water, and it does the same thing as that additive does. If you look at the package on the back, you're going to see that it's probably 90% alcohol. So it's already in the fuel.
Okay.
And
all right.
This is where I go. But then again, Kenny brought up another thing, you know, some of your stop leaks. That's great. You know, it fixes the one leak that you had, but it's also plugging up a lot of other things that don't need to be plugged up.
You were talking about a radiator specifically,
so while
right?
I had a radiator that's leaking now with a little pinhole, that
right.
stop leak doesn't know the difference between my pinhole external leak and the small passages inside the radiator. And now that my small leak's been solved, all of a sudden I'm overheating because half my radiator is clogged
up. Is plugged up.
And okay, so that's not good.
No, and so, you know, while they offer... While they offer stuff at the store, son, doesn't always mean it's a good thing to buy it, right? So, and that holds true with our cars,
it
too.
Does.
Just because it's in the automotive repair place and it's on the shelf and it's got an as seen on TV and trusted by auto professionals everywhere.
Oh, boy.
This is one auto part professional that I'm not using some of those things, and here's my reasons why.
Right.
Fix the repair the right way. That way you don't cause more headaches down the road after the fact, because I wanted to be cheap for this repair.
Mm.
You know, you can cut corners all you want, but the more you cut, the more it's going to bite you at the end. You know, these cars...
makes sense.
These cars, they know. They have a mind of their own, so.
Okay. 850-437-1620. This is the Car Care Show with Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze. Our experts are here, and we do have another question. What is the difference between a timing belt and a timing chain?
Hmm. Well, that's they do the same function, but made out of two different materials. A timing belt is a ribbed belt that goes between the crankshaft and the camshaft to rotate your camshaft. Those have to stay in perfect alignment at all time. And a timing chain, think of a chain on your bicycle. Basically, that's what it is. It's like a chain on your bicycle, and it goes around cogs. And it keeps everything in time. The problem with a timing belt is they do tend to wear, just like a regular fan belt. We call it a fan belt, a drive belt anymore. I call it there's the old part of me coming out.
That's okay.
Because the
it's
belt
all
always
here.
Ran the fan. Now
all
we
allowed.
Have is electric ones. Timing belt, those do need to be replaced at certain intervals. Just because they are rubber and they're mounted normally externally on the engine, not as open as your drive belt is, but it's behind the cover, so they are susceptible to dirt and grease and water and stuff. So, yes, they do need to be changed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and as far as the difference between a timing belt and a timing chain, you know, a lot of your timing belts, as Pop said, need to be changed at intervals, and your timing chains are typically designed to last the life of the engine.
Oh, okay.
Now, is that always the case? No, because we as humans are fallible. You
fallible?
Know, fallible, thank you.
Fallible.
Right there. It just happened. I went 400 over on my oil change last week, Dad. And that's the reason why we have timing chain failures, because instead of 400, people go 4,000, and when you don't keep up with the oil and that lubrication inside of the engine, the timing chains fail, and so then they do not go the lifespan of the vehicle as designed. So again, back to the difference between a timing belt and chain. Timing belt can also be a quieter too. You know, it's a rubber belt opposed to a chain. Usually higher performance motors require a chain. A chain is a stronger way to connect the, as Pops was saying, keeping everything in time. I like to call it the watch mechanism of the vehicle. You know,
okay.
That keeps the entire engine in time. Without it, nothing's moving. So, you know, as far as that goes, each vehicle these days is going to have, a lot of them are more chain driven, but there are some belt driven ones out there as well. And for those that aren't sure, be sure to look in that maintenance schedule in that owner's manual, either in your glove box or maybe online now.
Well, they have mine. You keep telling me to get my owner's manual out and read through it. It's not just there for the look.
No, there was a lot of information and time put into that thing. But, at the end of the day, a belt definitely is something that needs to be changed. Unfortunately, we've seen, I wouldn't say catastrophic, but major failures when the belt has not been replaced and it breaks and it'll leave you stranded or maybe not going anywhere when you fired it up in the driveway and then all of a sudden the motor just stops. So, you know, we certainly at Affordable Automotive can repair those kinds of issues. So if you're thinking you have a timing belt in need of replacement, by all means, give us a call. We have qualified techs ready and willing to take care of that problem.
Because if you don't fix that problem or don't change it on regular intervals, it's going to break, and when it breaks, it will bend valves on most of these newer engines. So you've gone from maybe a $800 timing belt replacement to well over $4,000 to redo the whole cylinder head.
Okay. Get that checked.
Important maintenance.
Get that checked. Now, I don't know, so I'm just asking, are these different from the fan belts?
Yes. So these are different.
Oh, I got it right.
Yeah. You got this. So
talk about fan belts, because that's what my father used to always talk to me about, replacing the fan belts.
Pops?
See, there you are. You're dating yourself now, too.
I
call it a fan belt, but they're no longer that.
Okay,
they're
what just are
drive,
they?
Drive belts now.
Oh, so edumacate me.
Yeah, so it's called a drive belt now.
Okay.
No longer the fan belt.
Gotcha. So you still need to have that check, though?
Yes, those do need to be replaced also because those are running your alternator. Most of your air conditioning compressors are run off of a belt. Your power steering, everybody's starting to go a lot more electronic on their power steering, so that's one pump that's not there as much on newer vehicles. But yes, that needs to be replaced, because when you lose that, you lose turning your water pump, turning your alternator, and you're stuck on the side of the road.
Okay, mm-hmm. So Dad was right.
Yes.
Yeah, Dad was right. Check that belt. Make sure it's
good. Check
that tight.
Belt.
There you
not
go.
Not got a lot of cracks in it or anything like that. You
okay.
Know?
Or frays hanging off the side of it and things like that as the cords are coming apart in the belt.
Okay. We are talking to Ken and Kenny Chartel, the owners of Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze. This is the Car Care Show, and we have just a few minutes left. So if you've got a question, text it in now at 850-437-1620. We'll be right back on Pep Talk. Good morning. This is the Car Care Show on Pep Talk with Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze. Still have some texts coming in at 850-437-1620. Our experts are here, Ken and Kenny Chartel, the owners of Affordable Automotive. So this is an interesting question. I have no idea what this person's talking about, so I didn't want to ask it on the air. I told the guys, I said, I just want to make sure that this is this
you
is
have real. To preface it right. What about the strawberries?
I know, yes. I had to laugh because this is a listener that was also texting in during our gardening show. So she texted this, and I thought, oh, is she talking about an oil for gardening or an oil for cars? But I found out in the break that this is an oil for cars. So yes. She's asking, do you have any thoughts on Royal Purple Oil?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's a quality oil. You use that a lot more in performance applications, and I mean, it's great for certain performance applications. If you're using it for everyday driving in normal conditions, well, it is a superior oil. You can usually save yourself a couple bucks and just go with a good high quality synthetic, you know, mm-hmm. your Valvolines
right.
or your Mobils and stuff. So, well, nothing bad to say about it, but unless you're doing laps around the oval at the racetrack or going down the road in
right.
a straight line at speed, yeah, it's a solid oil, but you could usually save yourself a couple dollars with some quality synthetic that
mm-hmm.
does just as good and is held to the same standards as Royal Purple
mm-hmm.
would be too.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever I go get an oil change, the guy they're always very, very nice, but I'm always nervous as a woman. I go in there and I do admit I know nothing about cars. And I'll say, okay, what kind of oil do you want?
Mm-hmm.
And I always feel like it's a trick question.
Right. And the best thing to say there, whatever the
recommended.
Whatever the manufacturer recommended.
Because
mm-hmm.
there's 30 and 40 and all the different
sure,
ones, right?
Sure.
And there's
40,
a price difference on those. So
is
it really better if I pay more?
Not necessarily on the different weights. Is there a price? It's the manufacturer of the oil.
Okay.
You know, that kind of
your synthetic and
your
conventional
right.
will definitely be a higher or lower price point.
Correct.
But of
mm-hmm.
course, with your synthetic oils like your Royal Purples, you'll be able to go down the road a little longer with that oil change as well. You know, and most of your new cars require a synthetic oil.
I don't
you
think
can't
there's
run a conventional
anything.
Anymore.
I don't think anything takes just a regular conventional oil. I think every manufacturer wants you to go to a full synthetic.
Okay.
Know?
Well, so, we are about out of time, guys. So if you'll tell us again where you're located
absolutely.
And how people can get in touch with you.
We're located at 5366 Gulf Breeze Parkway, a mile west of the Gulf Breeze Zoo. And give us a call today to schedule an appointment, 850-932-0811.
All right. Thank you so much. Ken and Kenny Chartel, Howard Seaton, all with Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze.